Trenches on Patriot Bobcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day, and it's also the 12th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 51, and we're still partly cloudy. It's warming up a bit, but we're keeping the clouds. I guess that's good. Keeps the goddamn dust down. Makes the grass grow. I don't know if I like it or not. Anyway, we'll go to a break here, and then we'll come back and see what we're going to look at.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, let's take a peek at the outrages over the weekend, huh? See what the new outrage is. Who's going to let me tell you? Can I get on my site, please? Can I? You son of a bitch. There we go. I don't like to. I ain't got nothing good to say about him. Here we go. Da-da-da-da. Alex Soros taking over control over his father's $25 billion empire is already in charge of all political activities. Well, we know who our enemies are now, don't we? Let's see, politicians say we need to protect trans-identified kids from their parents, but we don't. In truth, we need to protect parents from politicians seeking to persecute them for resisting life-altering drugs and irreversible surgeries for their children. No, we need to fucking wipe these son of a bitches off the face of the fucking planet. They are acting without authority, without jurisdiction over us. They are declaring themselves as kings and queens and fucking dukes and duchesses of the fucking goddamn corporate monarchy. And that's what this is. This ain't no goddamn United States of America. It ain't no republic. And you ain't having no fucking Continental Convention because there ain't no goddamn constitution to talk about. Never has been. Maybe this is one. I'm going to take a look here real quick. No, it's not. Get rid of you. Pfizer caught funneling $12 million to Anderson Cooper to promote mRNA jabs to Americans by Sean Adel Tabatabia. Good old American name. Anyway, well, you, the faggot ass son of a bitch, Cooper, man. I mean, fuck, he's been their boy from the beginning, ain't he? And it ain't just him. It's the whole goddamn network. But they're going to point this one out. Pfizer has funneled a whopping $12 million into the bank account of CNN host Anderson Cooper as part of a deal to promote the company's toxic mRNA shot jabs to American public. What else he's got to say. According to Robert F. J., you know, this Kennedy keeps coming up. And this is the fucking, this is a goddamn, oh, man, a shill. He's a fucking shill, a gatekeeper. And just like fucking Trumpy or any of the rest of them, he'll stick that knife right in your fucking back as he's hugging you and telling you how much he loves you. According to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., very few people are aware of the fact that Cooper gets the majority of his CNN paycheck from Pfizer. Well, that don't surprise me one goddamn bit. 80% of Cooper's $12 million annual salary. Think about that faggot piece of shit getting $12 million a year for fucking what? $12 million salary, roughly $10 million, comes directly from Pfizer, according to JFK Jr. Anderson Cooper has a $12 million a year annual salary. You try to tell me what makes that faggot piece of shit worth 12 cents. Anderson Cooper has a $12 million annual salary. Kenny D. Revealed during the segment, well, $10 million of that is coming from Pfizer. So his boss is not CNN. His boss is Pfizer. Oh, there's a, man, I'm telling you, this is blowing me away. I never thought shit like this was possible. And they're unashamed about it because they're revealing who they are. And we're sitting here taking it like fucking punks. They're unabashed about it. They say on his program, brought to you by Pfizer, of course, he's not going to tell you the truth about Pfizer's product. He's going to try to sell it to you. He's going to try to scare the hell out of you, saying, if you don't take this, you're going to die. Fuck you, Anderson. God, fuck, sickening son of a bitch. Naturalnews.com reports, to be fair, Cooper is hardly the only mainstream media whore peddling drugs on his viewers in exchange for cash. Most of the corporate media are beholden to Big Pharma as a financial lifeline, hence why the bulk of media commercial breaks these days are advertisements promoting the latest drugs. For many years, CNN competitor Fox News has been pushing the latest pharmaceutical drugs in between media segments, even though Fox tends to lean more conservative. No, they ain't no fucking, they both shit through the same fucking hole. They just to reach a different fucking stupidity, a different, you're stupid in a different way if you fucking listen to fucking Fox than you are if you listen to CNN. You're on the more towards the fascist side of it instead of the fucking communist side of it, or at least it is still paid by the same people that run CNN to report the news. No. What this means, of course, is that there really is no left versus right. Man, this person's a genius. A Republican versus conservative. When the likes of Pfizer is controlling what gets said, whether right-leaning or left-leaning, all it really is behind the smokescreen is one single uniparty. Now, there you go. That's, yeah, it is. And they're all capitalists. They're all out to make the fucking mammon. That's what it's all about, people. That's what rules this fucking country. What rules this fucking world is mammon. Pushing dangerous drugs on viewers. The media in our country is an extension of the pharmaceutical industry, Kennedy said. 75% of advertising revenues now on the mainstream media are now coming from pharma. And that ratio is even higher for the evening news, because the evening news is where you see pharmaceutical as advertised. I mean, you think about it. When they broke up Ma Bell, that was a long, 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 long time ago, when they had the antitrust laws, the policies that they could remove at fucking will or ignore at will, like they do the policies that they've made on fucking immigrating and giving our country over to fucking foreigners. It's just policy. That's why it can't be enforced. You know, they can enforce it or not at their fucking discretion, because they're not goddamn public servants. They're goddamn corporate entities. And they're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. But they do have the fiduciary responsibility. We have the fucking oversights. That's what that was one of the things when they started letting them do this shit. They had to have the oversights. And that's where you have to go to fucking, to make your attack, lay down your fucking line and back that son of a bitch with the fucking second article. News is where you see pharmaceuticals advertised. No shit. One of the reasons Tucker Carlson was kicked off of Fox News is because he started to break the script. Carlson started to raise suspicions about COVID injections. It took you that long, did it? Did it, Tucker? You took her and it took you. See, fuck, you sit here and we've been screaming about this since day one. We told you it was all bullshit. We told you COVID-19 didn't exist. We told you it was a fucking operation to fucking remove more of your fucking rights and cram fucking queers and every other degenerate down your goddamn throat and take your fucking country away from you right down to the lint out of your pockets. But man, goddamn it, goddamn Carlson started to say something. A half-ass fucking goddamn out of the side of his mouth recitation of what we've known for fucking years. COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. About COVID injections, for instance, which is a big no-no when the companies that make COVID injections are paying your salary and keeping your network on the air. And, I wondered about that. How in the fuck do they stay on the air? It had to be private financing. It had to be the pharmaceuticals. Nobody fucking watches that shit. The minute someone on a corporate news channel dares to start telling the truth, and you knew it all along, Tucker, you think this gets your neck out of the fucking rope? You're wrong, son of a bitch. You are a gatekeeper. You are a fucking treasonous piece of shit. Telling the truth, chances are that he or she will be encouraged to stop or else get fired. Carlson Lee learned this by the hard way. Oh, poor Tucker. How many millions do you got for selling out the fucking American people, you piece of shit? Learned this the hard way. But Cooper is still raking in the cash because he is nothing more than a big, and he ain't no different. Tucker Carlson ain't no different than Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper ain't no different than Tucker Carlson. They're just fucking playing a different fucking game. And so, well, we can't trust. We know we can't trust Cooper. But Carlson, he almost told a little bit of truth there. Ooh, that's propaganda for you. Half truths, truths, and lies, and then outright lies, because he is noting. Nothing more than a big pharma puppet on the screen. Part of the other $2 million a year probably comes compliments of U.S. taxpayers via the FBI, CIA, and other slush funds. He's fucking got you. I mean, you think about the people who fought in that fucking, the hijacked fucking uprising that they called a revolution. You think about them fucking, they're spinning in their graves. FBI, CIA, no authorization. Well, there was no authorization for the federal fucking government from the people. We granted them nothing. We granted them no fucking authority. They were not, it was, the Constitution was not ratified by their people, nor representatives of the people. It was ratified by goddamn appointees of the fucking aristocratic fucking bastards that were running the fucking colonies in the first place. They ended up fucking, they just took it from the king and they didn't want us to have our Bill of Rights. They fought it all the fucking way. But we did get it, and we ain't enforcing it, and it's our own goddamn fault. CIA and other slush funds, the viewer of the Daily Liberty, the Liberty Daily, wrote about where perhaps the rest of Cooper's salary is derived. RFK Jr. is a reminder of how far the Democratic Party has fallen. No, it's not the Democratic. See, you go and you turn around and you put your fucking propaganda right back in there. You say there is no left-right. You say they're the same fucking thing, but no, it's the Democratic Party. You're a fucking fool. Democratic Party has fallen. Wrote another about how the Democrats of yesteryear used to call all be like Kennedy, especially when it came to calling out Big Pharma. Oh, yeah, you bet they fucking did. No, they fucking did what they had to do to get their goddamn bribes, and that's what it's always been on every fucking situation. We all fucking know it. I mean, this again, tell us something we don't fucking know. That would be better. Let's see. Media blames climate change for Canadian wildfires despite arrest of multiple arsonists by Claire Marie Murkowski. Hell of a name. But this reminds me of fucking, you know, a year or two ago when they were catching the arsonists and letting them go. And I'll tell you what, the big fires fucking here. You have extreme fire danger on the fucking signs. I myself, on my own initiative, would not get out of a car and smoke a cigarette in what was here last year. I shit you not. A hot thought would have caught the woods on fire. But then they go out and they're doing controlled burns in this. They're taking goddamn flamethrowers and the fucking Forest Service is lighting the fucking woods on fire. Really? It's your turn this year, Canada, I guess. LifeSite News, despite the arrest of multiple arsonists, and we had arrests of multiple arsonists here, and you had the goddamn Forest Service lighting the goddamn woods on fire in extreme fire danger, burning the son of a bitch to the ground. They want to fucking do every fucking thing they can to damage this goddamn country and make it so you cannot fucking, well, you cannot live on the fucking land. And now, see, this will be their excuse, just like they're going to try to use an excuse this year. Only two roads you can go through in the woods. You want to fucking bet, you son of a bitch? The mainstream media in Canada seems intent on attributing the nation's recent wildfires to climate change. And come on, you motherfucker. As wildfires continue to spread across western and now central and eastern Canada, burning forest land and homes, the mainstream media continues to imply that climate change is the main culprit, despite a growing number of reports showing that arsonists have been arrested for allegedly setting dozens of fires. And like I said, we had that here. There was, yeah, people caught them and they just fucking let them go and let them go light some more fucking fires because they want to burn this goddamn country down. They want to burn all the forest down because that's where you're going to fight the son of a bitches. You're getting those big goddamn forests in their fucking helicopters and airplanes aren't so effective, are they? Several arsonists have been arrested in the past weeks in different provinces for lighting forest fires. People's Party of Canada leader Maxim, looks like Bernier, tweeted, but the lying woke, I like that, woke. How would you like to be fucking put to sleep? Media and politicians keep repeating that global warming is the cause. Well, it is global warming when you fire up a fucking goddamn flamethrower and start shooting fucking fire down into a goddamn tinderbox of fucking brush so you can start a fucking forest fire when you're the fucking United States Forest Service. And they fucking did it. Plenty of people seen them. Everybody fucking around here knows it. In the past months, Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested several arsonists who have been charged with lighting fires across several provinces, including Nova Scotia, Yukon, British Columbia, and Alberta. The motive behind lighting the fires is unclear. No, it ain't unclear. They kept saying it was Antifa when it was happening here. This is, what would be your fucking reason for lighting the woods on fucking fire? Well, one thing, I'll tell you what, the goddamn putting out the fire industry, the fucking firefighting industry, has become a multi-billion-dollar operation. And like we talked about the fires they've had here that could have been easily put out right by a fucking lake. Two helicopters could have put them up. No, they're going to monitor them. They monitor them as you suck down the fucking smoke and tell you, another kill agent to kill the fucking people. One Albertan, John Cook, has been arrested and charged with 10 counts of arson after setting a string of wildfires in and around Cold Lake, a hamlet near Edmonton. In addition to damaging vehicles and structures, Cook was charged with setting aflame the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Cherry Grove, Alberta. A Vancouver man charged with arson has been released until his trial on October 9th with CPL Michael Guthrie asserting that he is not a risk to light future fires. They did the same fucking thing here. They're just doing it to Canada this year. Because the people, I mean, I see some son of a bitch lighting a fire. I mean, if it ever dries up here, but I mean, with what we're looking at with the rain and everything, when it does dry up here, there's going to be some hell of fucking goddamn grass and tall grass and god and a lot of plant life that when it dries out, it's going to be a tinderbox. This incident was not random in nature, and we do not believe there is a risk to other members of the public or businesses from the individual who was arrested. What, 10 fires they said he lit? Nah, he ain't going to do it again. Why, what, hang for a penny, hang for a pound? I mean, if he is busted flat ass doing it, yeah, let's let him go. Let's let a fucking arsonist who lit 10 fucking fires go. But man, that son of a bitch over there that's fucking talking about the faggots and the goddamn fucking transvestites, he has to be stopped. He has to be stopped. Despite the numerous arrests, mainstream media outlets continue to publish articles attributing wildfires to climate change. Again, I told you, it does change climate when you get out of fucking flamethrower. Rise in extreme wildfires linked directly to emissions from oil companies in a new study. Yeah, really? Who paid for that? The pharmaceutical industry? The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported, fuck you. And we're going to believe any goddamn thing you fucking tell us. You're out of your mind. We're reading this to let you know that what happened in fucking in where I live here now is happening in Canada. They're fucking torching your goddamn country. They're torching your big trees. They're torching your, man, that's your natural resources they're destroying. They do not give a fuck. They want fucking total control, and they want to fucking cull the herd down to 500 million, just like the fucking Georgia Guidestones said they would. Written in fucking stone, and they wanted to put that back up. They figure they might as well, man. Fuck, we can piss right in these Americans' faces, and they'll sit there and take it. Failed to capture, another ABC headline read. Climate change is increasing the risk of wildfires in the country, experts say, Global News attested. Yeah, it is. You know, when you're flying them fucking planes up there and you're dropping goddamn powdered aluminum into the forests that have iron oxide in the fucking soil, that makes thermite. So you would, yeah, your climate, it is Global News, I mean, the increasing change is increasing the risk of wildfires. And yes, it is man-made. It is made by the same son of a bitches that want to enslave your fucking ass under an international fucking dictatorship, an international fucking corporate mafia fucking don, fucking down on your fucking knees and do what we fucking tell you. You'll have nothing and you'll like it. Despite these claims, statistics from Canada's Canadian National Fire Database revealed that wildfires across Canada have decreased in recent years, having peaked in 1989. They had, when all this shit was going on, I mean, we had years of this. I mean, they burned down a goddamn mountain. I've watched a huge mountain. First, I went out there and I seen where a corporation had corporate signs all over it. And I mean, this is goddamn public lands that they right through the BLM, through the Masonic Lodge. They bought a goddamn fucking mountain that belonged to the fucking people. And then they burned that son of a bitch. I mean, they burned every fucking inch of it. And don't worry about it. It was a controlled burn, don't you see? Notably, the mainstream media outlets attributing the increase of wildfires to climate change have received funding from the Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. No, I will not believe that. Which is actively pushing for increased bans on using natural resources in Canada to combat climate change. You bet he is. About this potential conflict of interest, retired Canadian colonial David Redman recently testified that legacy media outlets are ministers of propaganda with multiple former mainstream media employees also making similar comments about their past employers. Hey, fuck, you know what? We don't believe a goddamn word you're saying. We know this is all horseshit. We know why you're burning our fucking forest down. You're trying to destroy our fucking country. You're trying to destroy a people and their fucking culture. That's what you're fucking doing. Nothing short, and don't say it is. What else we got going here? Critical style. This was an interesting major Philadelphia highway collapse following fiery tanker truck explosion video. But they have video. And there is an article, but I think there was something else I wanted to look at. Chinese spy station in Cuba has been found to be accurate after the Biden administration denied it on Thursday. No. I mean, fucking no. I mean, we do this day after day, week after week. We come on here and we fucking go through these. And we know it's all horse shit. We know what the bottom fucking line of this fucking game is. Down on your fucking knees and be a fucking one world fucking slave. Right as we're watching, reading, doing this right now, as we're discussing these articles, they're fucking, putting their new world order fucking one world government all together. And they're goddamn making decrees that they think they're going to fucking push upon we the people. Either we're going to fucking get down on our goddamn knees or we're going to stand up on our fucking feet and fight. You can't just, you ain't going to, there's no goddamn knight coming along in on a fucking charging white steed to fucking save your ass. It's up to you as an individual. Are you going to allow this or not? You don't have to. The law is on your side. The law is you. You are the law. Look at it. 10 fucking articles. Force it and force the goddamn, common law courts, and you fucking hang every one of these son of a bitches according to your law. The only law in this country ratified by the elected representatives of the people. The only law with the goddamn bite to fucking take care of this shit. But you got to be able to fucking enforce it. Ain't going to enforce itself. And these cocksuckers, you think there's one of them is going to come along and enforce it against the rest, you're fucking laughable. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. Da-da-da.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
man's desire. We've seen the rightful deeds fall. The guilty tears are burning hell. My white light crystal light keep us up all day and all night.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire. They must be talking about up in Canada. I don't know, they're burning the whole fucking place down. I mean, they don't care because they know the planet will heal itself, and then all they got to do is get rid of us fucking people, man. And then it's all theirs. They're gods on this goddamn earth. And they're not going to stop. And we're going to have to stop them. We're going to have to get up our fucking nuts. And we're going to have to stand up. And we're going to have to fucking use force that we have the right to use under our written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Sorry. And we're going to have to fucking smash them. Let's go back and see what else we got. Bill Gates has a mosquito factory in Colombia. No, I won't believe it. I looked at that a little bit. That's fucking, well, that's funny. Bombshell report, DOJ offered witness with smoking gun evidence of Biden bribery ring, but she died under mysterious circumstances, by Kaylee Becker. Why not? We'll go with that. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who's obviously served as an attorney, who previously served as an attorney for Former President Donald Trump claimed that he offered to give a U.S. attorney information about a whistleblower with access to smoking gun evidence of Biden international bribery scheme, but he was ignored, and she later died under mysterious circumstances. I want to know about fucking Biden and them six-year-old girls, them six-year-old little girls and fucking dressed up like whores doing with him and his fucking crack cocaine. We still haven't heard nothing about that, and we're not going to shut up until we do. We want that motherfucker tried for fucking molestation of little children, for fucking pedophilia. That's what his whole goddamn family is, evidently. Well, we'll read on and see what it has to say. The former Trump attorney gave his statements about the now deceased chief accountant at looks like Burisma, the Ukrainian oil and gas company that gives. See, this is what Hunter. This is what we think of Hunter Biden. We think about these fucking scandals, because that's all they're going to say. It's a fucking scandal. You see, not. I mean, this is fucking blatant goddamn treason against the goddamn country, selling fucking influence to the goddamn Karzaians. But we are the United States of Karzaia. But this is always, when we think of Hunter Biden, this is it. Don't think about those six-year-old little fucking girls. Don't think about the fucking cocaine and the fucking molestation. You think about this goddamn gas company and gave Hunter Biden hundreds of thousands of dollars to sit on its board seat while on Newsmax. But you know that's just a terrible thing. That's the worst thing Hunter's ever did. No, it ain't. During an interview on Saturday Report with Rita Cosby, Giuliani referred to special counsel Jack Smith, who conducted an investigation into Trump's handling of a classified documents leading to the former president's indictment. Giuliani stated that Smith had emphasized the existence of a single system of laws in the United States that applies equally to everyone. Shit. Yeah, there is a system of law that applies equally to everyone, but you motherfuckers are not recognizing that law, and we are not enforcing that fucking law. It does apply to everyone, and we could fucking rip these fuckers apart. But everybody's looking fucking for that mammon, man. You sell your own fucking children. I see you doing it every fucking day, selling your fucking kids out for fucking money. Giuliani further revealed that the Pittsburgh Attorney General had initially been investigating the case. However, the investigation was later transferred to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware under former Attorney General William Barr. Giuliani criticized the lack of action taken by the Delaware office. Whoa, I can see where you're kind of mad there, Giuliani. I'm kind of pissed about that lack of action with the goddamn molestation of those little fucking girls with cocaine, claiming that the individual involved was under threat of death. Well, of course, that's the most ridiculous, idiotic statement to make on a day in which we find out that the Bidens took a $10 million bribe from a Ukrainian Mykola Zakalavitsky, which I could have told you, and did tell the DOJ 3 years ago. That's what I'm talking about. This is old hat. I want to talk about that fucking video. And they followed up on none of the evidence I gave them. Well, I mean, goddamn, it was put right on the goddamn internet. I looked at the fucking, it's on the site, and unless they've taken it down. You can go see Hunter Biden molesting little six-year-old, seven-year-old fucking girls dressed up like prostitutes while he's fucking doing crack cocaine and probably giving it to them. It doesn't show it giving to him, but I mean, gosh, I got to believe it. They were hoping that people would disappear or die. It's extraordinary. I bet they are disappearing and dying, aren't they? I mean, and this is the bullshit. Fuck this fucking right here. What I seen on that goddamn video, that should fucking put his ass on the wall, or at least in the prison cell for the rest of his fucking days. And fucking his daddy and his uncle. Because you know they're fucking doing the same thing, and you know the evidence is fucking easy. Hell, he fucking filmed it. That's how scared he is of fucking justice. Because the only justice that can be meted out is by the people under our fucking law. We have to have our courts, or we're at war. We have to fucking fight the goddamn war. Fight the fucking war, or else fucking give up and get down on your goddamn knees and tell them to take your six-year-olds and give them cocaine and do any other filthy fucking thing they can think of with them. She was wife of former owner who died. Former owner who died suspicious. Died under suspicious circumstances, and she was willing to give up all of the offshore bank accounts, including the Bidens, and she supervised the transfer of a lot more cash to the Bidens and other crooked politicians for Burisma, it looks like, Burisma. Giuliani told Cosby that the now deceased chief accountant at Burisma was willing to give up the offshore bank accounts information that the Ukraine Petrogas company. They already know. God damn it, this is like common knowledge. They already have, fuck. But it don't matter, because this is just a diversion away from those little six-year-old and seven-year-old girls the motherfucker was goddamn molesting. See, I mean, God damn it, people. What kind of people are we? I mean, sit down and try to examine that for a little while, would you? It's extraordinary, he said. I gave them one witness that any investigator would jump through hoops to go to. Gave them a witness who is a woman who was the chief accountant at this crooked company, Burisma. She was the wife of the former owner who died under suspicious circumstances, and she was willing to give up all of the offshore bank accounts, including the Biden's accounts. She supervised the transfer of a lot more cash to the Bidens and other crooked fucking politicians. I mean, we're just casually discussing the corrupt, crooked fucking prima facie fucking goddamn treasonous son of a bitch that is the fucking corporate oligarch for this fucking country. The communist in the White House, and fucking this is talk. I mean, God damn it. Something like this. Think about the Watergate, a fucking few little tapes, man. And fucking, you know, there's a resignation and shit. And these motherfuckers here, this is putting it right in your goddamn face and rubbing your nose in it. Are you confident that now the House committee is going to get to the bottom of that? The bottom of fucking what? Cosby asked, because that is stunning shit. It was stunning 3 fucking years ago. The reality is that we gave it to them in January 2020, and the Pittsburgh U.S. attorney was very interested. Gave it to them in 20. That's why I said 3 years ago. This is old hat. What's it covering up? Oh, yeah, that's right. The pedophilia the motherfuckers are committing on little children. And we let it happen because we're fucking sickening. Giuliani replied. And then in a very strange move, Barr took it away from him, gave it to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. He didn't do a damn thing about it. And the woman was under threat of death. Well, of course not. Are you stupid enough to think they would? They're going to start ratting each other out? You really think so? Well, they'll just claim their sovereign rights. And no grand jury that has to be appointed under the fucking false law of fucking King Chuck is going to fucking touch it. Nobody to prosecute. But the people... We the goddamn highest law in this fucking land is that goddamn Bill of Rights. That is a body of fucking law. That is the common law. That is us. We are supposed to take these motherfuckers to task. And now in this situation here where they have taken away our common law courts, we go to the second article. We're supposed to be killing these son of a bitches, but we're not. We're not, man. It's just too big of a thing. Oh my God. For one person. But it takes one person, because the rights belong to us as individuals. As individuals, we must enforce them. We can do it together. We can do it in groups. But you try fucking forming a goddamn militia. I mean, anyone that tries it, they go and they do it. It ends up being a goddamn corporation, a corporate militia, 3%ers, oath keepers. So that they can fucking take the mammon that they're really after and fucking not have to pay any fucking taxes on it. She claimed she had bank accounts that the Bidens got a lot of money under the table Then the table, then already. Okay. We had $8 million on the table that we could prove, which they could prove tomorrow if they wanted to. They could have approved it 3 years ago. Well, they could prove today that fucking Hunter Biden had little fucking six-year-olds dressed up like fucking prostitutes and crack cocaine molesting them. You think they're going to do, I mean, they're trying to act like this. Oh, this should be what we're, our fucking, our mind is on. It ain't what my mind's on. Years ago, Rita, he added, he could have indicted him before he ran for president and obliterated his problem. His problem. We could have found out if he was innocent or guilty in January of 2020. All the witnesses were there, and I have him on tape, like shocking, was willing to come and testify. The informant named in the redacted FD 1023 document that the Federal Bureau of Investigation gave the House Oversight Committee members limited access on to on Friday is still a mystery. The FBI is withholding the name of the former informant. They're here to protect you. No, they're here to protect the fucking communists. They're here as a part of the takeover. They're an illegitimate fucking agency. Not only did we not give fucking, we never gave consent for our government to have any kind of fucking authority over us. We sure as fuck never gave no consent for these private corporations, not like the FBI and the CIA and the fucking, BLM to have any kind of goddamn jurisdictional authority over us. We never did. We never granted them any fucking thing, people. This is a rogue fucking goddamn, well, it's the international corporate mafia, purportedly because the Bureau fears for the safety of the whistleblower. So we ain't going to, well, that there told us that, well, yeah, I mean, don't think about those little girls the son of a bitch was fucking molesting. Think about this. They have the evidence. And they could fucking prosecute him. Only they're afraid that their fucking witness will be killed. So we won't do it. Goddamn Al Capone would have loved this shit, wouldn't he? Let's see what else we got here. BLM is not good for communities. And no shit. Oh, here we go. Biden hangs LGBTQI plus flag on par with American flag at White House Pride Month celebration by Christian Taylor. And here in this town where I'm at, there's the fucking national flag, I mean, in the center of town on a fucking pillar has been removed. In a private fucking parking lot, you have the fucking flags of corporate fucking Indian tribe. They're not tribes. I mean, it's not tribal government. They're corporate fucking rations. And they're way down low, and they're hanging on a par with the fucking American flag and above the fucking state flag, which I really don't give a shit because the fucking federal government is not non-existent. It's never been existent. It's never been legitimate. And the governments, period, are nothing. They're shit. They have fucking, they're when they incorporated, they ceased having anything to do with we the people. But we'll read this. The Pride Month cult indoctrination took over the White House Saturday with the LGBTQ plus flag being flown by the Biden White House on par with the American flag. Well, this is the United States of Kazaria, goddammit. I keep trying to tell you. To mark Joe and Bill Biden's... Jill Biden's Pride Month picnic celebration on the South Lawn. These fucking people add up to about 0.0004 of the whole fucking population, yet they're fucking dominating over the fucking people that are the largest goddamn army on planet Earth. This is fucking embarrassing. I'm ashamed to be an American. The event was postponed from Tuesday due to smog. From the Canadian wildfires, it has been billed at, as the largest pride celebration held at the White House. Continue. I've got a picture of the son of a bitch, Biden, telling the audience. Well, I guess that was just about fucking it. I guess there's a little more. No. That's it. Let's go see what else is going on. It's all a fucking circus. It's all a fucking lie. It's all fucking bullshit, people. And we just, and you know, we're the ones responsible. We can say, you know, Hunter Biden is molesting fucking children, but you were letting him do it. And we don't have to. We could stop it. We could save those little kids. We're fucking worthless sons of bitches. Here we are. Radical eco-terrorist group plans summer of chaos to disrupt America by Kyle Becker. For what fucking reason? I mean, see, this is just more of this shit. They're pushing us, people, because we will not fucking fight. If we just got meaner and shit and just did it, kick the fuck out of them one time, they would back up a little bit, but they just keep pushing and we keep backing up. Far-left climate activists from Europe are orchestrating a campaign of civil disobedience to trigger a summer of chaos in the United States, aiming to bring entire cities to a standstill, according to a recent report. Extinction Rebellion, XR, and other European groups known for their disruptive tactics are expanding their presence in the United States through the franchise Declare Emergency. Their objective, I mean, the shit they're calling that, Declare Emergency, they're telling you what it's for. Well, I guess fucking you'd have to be a retard not to know. It ain't that the people don't understand. It ain't that the people don't know that their fucking world is being fucking taken away from them, handed over to fucking Khazaria. But they just sit there on their fucking asses and do nothing. Their objective is to create widespread disruption and mayhem on American soil. Leaked information from the video conference revealed that European activists have been training new recruits in the United States. Now, God damn it, if you went out and you had a real militia, if you just did a militia of the people by the people, not a fucking Tory militia with the goddamn INC behind its name, if you tried doing that, man, they would be on you. They would fucking, there'd be an incident. They'd kill you. They'd kill your families. They'd infiltrate it. The first three people, there were two of them would be FBI agents. But these motherfuckers here, and they're dim-witted son of a bitches. I don't know if you ever heard them talk before, but they're dim-witted son of a bitches. They can train on, they walk our streets telling us, this is a Bolshevik revolution and we're going to take over your fucking country. And that FBI that's fucking, is right now fucking sheltering Hunter Biden. They don't have no interest in the fucking takeover of fucking country and overthrow of our fucking government. Our government is we the people, by the way. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us as individual free sovereign nationals under that unalienable, untouchable law of December 15, 1791. Individuals willing to participate in aggressive protests will fucking blow their goddamn heads off and see how aggressive they are. And potentially violent riots, but they'll blow their fucking heads off, see how fucking violent they are. Well, these come down in fucking 5 million of you. God damn it, we have the fucking numbers. We can't just all of us, if I seen the crooked group headed somewhere to fucking do it, I'd jump right in. I'd jump right in and go. And if I die, I die. If I don't, I'm going to kill me some motherfucking communists and some fucking fascists and some goddamn capitalists, because they're both capitalists. It's all about mammon. It's all about money. This fight has always been about this wealth they've stolen from us being used to destroy us. Will our numbers out fucking last, or will they defeat the fucking mammon? And but goddamn, when it comes down to it, people just, everybody, well, it's money. I got to have it, man. I know it's your fucking rights, but it ain't going to affect my rights. So I'm going to go ahead and go along with it. Substantial economic losses in Europe. It remains to be seen whether they can replicate the same scale of disruption in the United States. Robert Halen, co-founder of XR and declare emergency, announced plans to aggressively recruit 1,000 members in the upcoming weeks and claimed to have raised $1 million recently, despite the limited impact of declare emergency in the U.S. so far, which involved incidents such as vandalizing artwork and blocking roads. Hallam believes that significant disruption is possible in the United States, citing past civil rights protests and the 2020 George Floyd riots exemplary. It wouldn't be if fucking 5 million people are locked and loaded just walked up and started blasting the motherfuckers. And the 5 million ain't shit to us, people. 5 million, they'd shit their pants and they'd be trying to get out of this goddamn country into a spider hole on the other side of the fucking world. I guarantee fucking to you. Oh, goddamn, we would have to do it. That's the only goddamn problem, is we would have to fucking do it. Declare emergency, which advocates for President Joe Biden to declare a national climate crisis and take immediate action to reduce pollution, collaborates with overseas activists through the A22 network. The network includes groups such as France's Last Revolution and Germany's Last Generation, known for their disruptive actions, including temporarily halting the Tour de France and engaging in clashes with the German police. While the activists discussed hunger strikes, not do that, strikes, refuse to eat until I fucking accept your bullshit, please. Hunger strikes and highway disruptions in their teleconference, specific protest plans were not disclosed. However, they expressed a focus on Washington, D.C. and New York City as targets. The group's social media organizer, Tim Martin, who has been indicted for conspiring to damage artwork, anticipated further attacks on the federal properties like museums. Oh, yeah. I mean, when they were tearing down those statues, wasn't that fucking artwork? I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, can't you see these fucking communists for what they are? Despite the ambitions of the activists, they face challenges in maintaining cohesiveness and have expressed frustration with ideological disagreements. You know, some people just finally it dawns on them, man, I'm tearing my own goddamn country apart and I'm doing it for fucking foreigners. Hiding action. Activists from the Last Revolution emphasized the importance of launching European-style climate protests in the United States, disregarding China's status as the world's largest polluter. The discussion did not mention any plans to protest against the Chinese Communist Party. Recent European climate protests have attracted tens of thousands of participants, disrupted private jet trade fairs, and blocked airports. The Biden administration and other governments globally have set ambitious targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and transition to green energy sources. This green energy transition, however, does not feature zero emission unclear nuclear energy or low emission natural gas. Of course it don't, because they can't fucking put you a foot that way. And fuck them. All we got to do, God damn it, we outnumber them so gross. Fuck them. Just say, fuck you. You come near me, I'll kill you. We should be out fucking, we should be on the goddamn offensive. This is insanity. You're just fucking sitting there letting them entrench. John Kerry, the United States fucking John Kerry, climate envoy, has suggested that farmers should reduce food production. Yeah, that way we can starve people. We brought more people in this country by the millions to starve. Well, we'll feed them, but the American nationals, the people who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country and before that, they can go hungry, and we'll feed the fucking foreigners. That's what we're going to do. Food production to meet the administration's climate goals. Kerry's remarks sparked a controversy. He emphasized the need to mitigate methane emissions, targeting livestock farming, and suggesting a reduction in meat consumption to save the planet. You think about when the great buffalo herds roamed this goddamn country. Millions of them farting all over the fucking place, man. And now you got people. Pretty soon they'll fucking charge you per fart. They'll put a fart meter on your fucking ass. And you can go and you can pay a fucking tax for farting. This is the sickest shit. I mean, people, it's all fucking smoke and fucking mirrors. Either you fucking fight or you become a fucking slave. That's your choice. Fight or become a slave. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, hold that fart, man. You don't want to tear up the goddamn planet now, do you? And that is the word from the trenches.